Yisrael. The word Yisrael, you know what it stands for? Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiyos LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Why 600,000? Because, of course, there were 600,000 men that left Mitzrayim. Millions of people left Mitzrayim. Not only the men, the women, the children, but Yisrael, each one of those 600,000, and we who are their descendants, we have a letter that's ours in the Torah. That's what the Zohar is telling us. And if that's the case, when I first saw that Zohar, I felt there's three lessons that you could learn from that. The first lesson is, what happens if Chas V'Shalom on a Shabbos, the Baal Korah is reading the Sefer Torah, and there's one letter missing? There's hundreds of thousands that are perfect. One letter is missing. What happens? You close the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is considered flawed. Put it in the Aron Kodesh with the Gartel on the outside, and you get a new Sefer Torah. Why? One letter is missing. To me, that represents if there's one Jew out there that's missing. In other words, he is not fulfilling his tafkid of what an Erlich Hayid should be about, whether he's in Chile, in Mexico, or in Ramat Beit Shemesh, in Yerushalayim, in Monroe, New York, Chicago, makes no difference. Any Jew that's missing by not fulfilling his role as what a Jew is supposed to be, that's a kasha on all of us. We're one big collective Sefer Torah. Yisrael is Yeshishim Ribu Yosias La Torah. Kiruv is not only for Eshat Torah and Or Sameach and Jeb and Hashivenu, or what Rabbi Gross did in Miami. There are many, many people that are Mois and Nefesh in Kiruv. But all of us, who are we kidding? We each have second and third cousins that are not religious yet. We each have neighbors, maybe not here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, but we all had neighbors at one point that were not religious. And certainly in the workforce, you're working with people that are not religious. It's our achrayus. That's what the first lesson is. Every letter has to be perfect.